I'm gonna take minutes.
Would you like to lead the meeting, Laura?
Yes, I will.
You're recording.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Bringing the this is the Facilities and Public Safety Subcommittee meeting to order. And thank you all for coming here. This is really exciting to talk about. So the funding that is proposed is not, we have not actually gotten word that we're getting this funding, but I saw MD Rahman. It was over the winter, and I went up and I thanked him for the prior 250,000 that we're going to be using to do the redo the green, the where the gazebo is. And he said, "Oh, well, there's another 250 coming." So, like again, I got it right from the senator's mouth that we're getting this 250. But I'm sure that we will get word now that the legislative session has ended. We should be getting word pretty at some point that we do have this next 250. So that's the only condition on this is that we don't actually have it in hand and we don't actually have a piece of writing that says that we have the money. But I think go
Is
ahead.
there any reason to believe that if for some reason, just logistics wise, it didn't happen this July, that it would be maybe in the future then? So
Well, I think
that
it'd
this
be the
planning
same
is
thing.
worthwhile.
I think that
Yeah.
MD has to make
Oh,
a
it has to.
request.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you'd call it discretionary cool funding. So if it doesn't happen, then at least we've done some planning and we have a general sense, and then we'll have to update pricing if time
Cool.
goes by.
Just need to be ready. Because I know before MD had offered funding, Jim had found grants that could possibly be applied to this as well. Oh, okay. I wasn't
So
aware of
being
that.
ready is key.
Yes. Good.
Being shovel ready Stacking
is key.
grants, yeah, and that may be something to discuss as well if there's not enough funding for what the whole master plan that we want to do. I'll
Yes.
let you
Yes. So with the 250, we're hoping to do two pavilions, one at the farm, one at Herrick Park. But I think the one we want to talk about today is the one at the farm because Roger's here, Arlene, Kevin. From the farm perspective, and the location would be where the manure pit was,
Correct.
right? Okay. And I think everybody on the board, when we talked about this last time, was in agreement that we would love to have your company, Roger, do it because your work is quality, your work is beautiful. You're here in Bolton. I mean, so I everybody was in favor of that. So we wanted to get, go ahead.
The other thing is we're still under the state grant for the roof, which means all of our contractors, I believe, maybe it's just for the work on the barn, I'm not sure. Maybe you can help me out. They want to have vetted contractors,
Yeah.
and Roger is vetted in I
terms of.
thought it was just on the barn, but we'd have to
Okay,
check.
because didn't we have to vet for the house as well? Not for the painting, but
You're right. There's a corridor that they laid out.
okay. So anyway, Roger's pre-approved, which is means the vetting process is
Done that part.
done. Okay,
Could you tell
Supreme.
us a little bit about what that means? Is
Okay,
that
but
with
way
regard
back
to
in,
labor
I believe
regulations?
the grant is done in 2027. Our we took a 15-year grant through the Connecticut Preservation to re-roof the barn. And one of the stipulations was they were under control of anything and anything that happened on the historic property.
On the 12 acres.
On the
That's what it
12
was.
acres. Okay.
And vetted is just
Meaning
an
that
arbitrary thing that they do, or is there are there
they
specific
all the
parameters?
contractors to be meet a certain standard in terms of colonial reproduction and quality, this, that, and everything else. So when we had work done on the barn, we had several contractors go through their process and
Okay, so
kind
this is more on the historic aesthetic side and quality.
it is a condition that was put on the property through
All
the
right,
preservation.
I'm going to jump to the chase. What I'm getting at is it has nothing to do with like how we spend the fund. This is more
No,
on the historic
it
side. We
just
all know Roger's
who
vetted,
does the work.
but
It
that's
just who
fine.
does
Right,
the
so that's
work.
one box checked. That's good.
Who does the
The
work?
next box that we did want to talk about was what are the requirements for the funding with regard to, I don't know the terminology, but the labor
Yeah, that's
Shared
right.
ownership of the business. Do you know anything about
Right.
that, Roger? When you spend state funds, and I'll Jim will be the one to step in on that. But
I have no
okay,
idea.
we'll come back to it then.
Yeah.
Tim, aren't there thresholds that dictate, like, if it's over a certain, if it
I
reaches that
that is
100,000?
for that's for prevailing wage.
Right.
But what I think you're talking about is the
Minority
SHOPA.
owned stuff. It doesn't have to be a minority owned, but in that tract.
Yeah.
So I'm ignorant to that stuff, so I'll just let him jump
Yeah,
in when he gets
you
back.
better. I don't know the ins and outs
Well,
of
that's
it.
what we were. That's why we wanted to have you here, Roger, because we thought that there were
There's
certain
certain.
requirements for payroll, the way
Right.
like who pay how payroll is done, who
Right.
you have on your payroll,
Okay.
and are you aware of those requirements if you're working under a state
I've
grant?
dealt with, we've done different jobs in the past, and we were able to
Okay, cool.
be
Whatever
approved,
those
accommodate
accommodate the
the
criterion were.
Okay.
Number one, we assume that you would be able to in general, but number two, we wanted to ask if you wanted to deal with the hassle if there is a
Well,
hassle.
that's
Yeah.
So.
I don't know yet.
Right.
We'll have to check into that
So that's
once
why we bring it up
I
because.
talk to my bookkeeper and a couple other people and find out just
Yeah.
what it involves. But I've dealt with it before somewhat. And I mean, we typically we don't meet every criteria that the union has to have met, but as far as prevailing wage and stuff like that goes, I mean, we can work with that and that sort of thing. But, well, I'll have to check into it. That's a good question.
You won't meet prevailing wage because that's
No.
a new construction's 2 million, I believe. And I don't think you're building us a
No, I
$2 million.
don't think so.
Okay.
But there is another
Yeah, so I think we can
another
put a pin on
aspect.
the, in this stuff. We brought it up, but we'll let Jim fill in the blanks with regard to
Yeah.
the specific acronyms and
Yeah.
requirements that he'll know.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
But yeah, I would like to just see an outline of what that is and I can work on.
Okay, so when we, what I could do, I could get the paperwork from Jim for the last, the 250 that we're doing for the green work, and that should be the same. So I'll ask him to get that to you to look at. So how do you feel about, how do you feel about doing this job? Like emotionally, is this
I'd love to see one of our pavilions up at the site because it's a beautiful site. I've done things in the past for the town of Bolton that I live in the town of Bolton, so I like to do projects in town.
So you have built pavilions before?
The gazebo with the green is his, though.
Oh, I know that,
Yeah.
but that's not a pavilion now. I'm talking about,
We just put
yeah.
this one up last year, and that was
Did
basically
you ask that question?
26 by
We'll wait for
52,
you to come
okay,
back
which
and
is
address all
approximately
those
the size that they have leveled out over there.
acronyms
But
and
if they want to come
CHRs.
back onto the existing concrete more, it could be longer. They're talking 40 by 60. I think the first quote I put out was for something by 40 by 60.
Wasn't that what Sarah had?
Whatever Sarah has on the plans was in conjunction with the capacity of the barn. So it whatever happened in the pavilion could also happen in the barn. And that was what the and I didn't bring my measurements, but that's all to be determined.
But
So
I did do a couple different quotes, I believe, and I think the first one was 40 by 60. I think one thing you guys mentioned was you would have to accommodate at least 100 people. Does that make sense? Or
I don't remember the numbers,
no?
Roger. I'd be
Yeah.
guessing.
I think when we chatted last fall, Roger, we were talking 30 by 50.
Okay.
And then, John took a look at the master plan
I'm pretty sure it's a
and
40 by
he and
60.
it said 40 by 60. So it's a little bit upscale from what you and I chatted about last fall.
Okay, because I just for the heck of it, I stopped up there quick and just saw the area that you guys had mucked out from and brought fill in and leveled out, and that is you could put a 26 by 52 on that spot. You can go deeper behind the barn towards where the stone trails come up. If you do go
If you
on to
can
that
imagine.
flat concrete area, which would be taken out, I'm sure, and
Elevation.
redone. As far as going 40, feet, you're into that manure pit by quite a bit.
Into the rain garden.
Okay, into the rain garden, and it's and I'm surprised that much of that was still there when I went up and looked at it. Because yeah, to try to work in that area, it's going to be tough. Because I mean, this is typically put on piers. Typically, we go down 42 inches or say 4 feet. In this area has been excavated before, filled before, so I expect if we stayed on that pad that you guys had, we would have to go deeper than that standard. But if we went any wider than that, we'd have to go could be 15 feet.
I think what we should do here, because the soil has been disturbed, is I think instead of using conventional piers, we should use techno posts.
Helical piles.
Because the helical piles, because they will
drill down.
They'll take them down as far as they have to support the load.
That's a good idea.
So I think helical piles would be the right, because if we tell them what we're building, they're going to design the helical piles based on what the weight and wind loads are.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be the snow load and the wind load.
Do they do that just by doing a pull test, or is there like an engine, a third
so
party?
They've done it for so long at this point. They essentially have tables. You know, it's done through software, and they actually screw them into the ground until they hit. They measure the resistance.
We've used them.
And so that's what they do, is they drill them down until they hit the appropriate resistance to meet the code requirements for uplift and snow load.
But these are considerations that'll increase the cost.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Maybe not.
They're not that bad, but they're all, they've been using them for a number of years. Yeah.
So we're talking about trying to meet that 40 foot wide, 40 by 60 is our optimal.
Yeah, I think 40 is wider.
I'm fine with adjusting. I mean, 40 by 60, if you figure out the square feet,
okay.
I don't care if it's 10.
I'm fine with making it fit, but you guys are the ones that emotionally.
I think we should stake it out.
Yeah.
So we can,
yeah. Well, yeah. 40 by 60.
That's huge.
It's huge.
And there's nothing guiding that it, based on capacity, that it has to be that big, correct?
No. Okay. It was just.
It was 40 by 60 may just not look balanced.
Correct. And when you and I were up there, we talked about different things and trying to keep it behind the barn and changing the you know, making sure that the roof
maybe matched the roof that
matched
one
the
of,
roof of the,
one of the building there, which it would do. Is I got six picture.
So there's nothing set in stone in terms of where I'm at. My biggest concern is using the site to its best ability. If it means changing the drainage area and the retention pond, if you move the retention pond over, it is not going to hurt my feelings. I mean, it's pretty
you could do it, but that's a lot of doing in it. Yeah. I think 30 by 60 would be doable in that spot.
Okay.
Does that change your...
It would... I would use different construction than that one.
Different construction. This is full post and beam, is what you said.
Is
that the terminology?
Full post and beam with six versus plates and everything. If I gotta go 30 or 40, I would be using 8x8 posts, rough sawn braces, rough sawn beams, but we would use trusses, and then we would more than likely we would put a ceiling in it.
We had talked about that just
for
the electrical and
But we had also talked about it being phased.
Correct.
Now, aesthetically, is it going to be all that different than that?
From the outside, it would look just like...
Okay, and then
the inside.
You'd still have the diagonal supports. It's just you'd have trusses in here that would be hidden anyway. Right?
And most people would, even if it wasn't, would understand that. I would look at that and be like, they have to be like that because it's a larger building.
Is truss construction deeper than full post and beam, or is it kind of a wash? Per square
foot. The larger square footage, the more expensive it's going to be.
Okay.
But it wouldn't be that bad. I threw some prices out there for probably both these buildings. I just want to show you in photos. I never can find them when I want them. See, like the interior of this one is like that.
Show them to me.
And these 26-foot beams that run from, say, the front to the rear, they're 26 feet long.
Yeah.
And there's no posts in the middle of those. They're built as trusses, but they're plated on the inside, these Simpson plates.
Yeah.
And bolted, and then it came out. And then when he was full big roughs on rafters, it all matches and nice. But this was planned with no ceiling. So as soon as it's really hard to get timbers over 26 feet long, rough sawn timbers.
Yeah.
And you start pushing the engineering designs and stuff. So if we go up and you look at that site and decide that, yeah, you want it, say 30 by 60, I would push towards the trusses,
yeah,
and the ceiling. But if you wanted to keep it within this size, 26 by 52, which will fit that pad you guys have there. But again, it's going to have an open ceiling. And I could build the same size and trusses also. So,
but it just seems like, as much as this is beautiful, it just seems like maintenance wise, it would be silly to have birds nesting there and pooping on everyone. It sucks.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous, but
it's like
nowhere to hide your electrical or.
Right. It would all have to be surface.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense.
And that's not honestly going to be used enough where, to your point, it is going to become a mess with and birds and animals.
Be much cleaner. Much.
You can also see kids shinning up there, playing in the rafters, and
It's still going to have this particular look, which is great.
Yeah.
The outside, where it's going to sit. So I that makes sense to me. Steer towards the trusses. That makes it where I can be a little more versatile on going larger.
And what would you propose for a ceiling? Would it be rough sawn pine?
Typically, we use smooth side down on a ceiling.
What is that? Smooth side.
Smooth.
Smooth.
Oh, smooth.
Yeah. I don't talk so good.
What is the what's the actual material?
We would use white pine. It's like a 13/16 thick.
Okay.
Shiplap or tongue and groove. They're typically 8 inches wide, and that whole ceiling would be.
Yep, that would be nice.
Sheet with that.
That sounds nice.
I would recommend after the building's built, within 6 months, that it be sprayed with a wood preservative.
Mm-hmm.
You can either do it very clear and leave them more natural, or you can they have tinted, which could darken it up a touch.
Whatever
we can do some tests on some boards.
Compliant version of Thompson Sealer is now.
Yeah, the TWP we've been using is a real good product, and there's some other ones, but you definitely want to preserve the wood. The bottom of the posts are susceptible.
Are we requesting this to be a turnkey project from the contractor with regard to site work, pad? Electrical we'll do on our own, I assume, or
I think we could do it either way. I think John and I are comfortable, getting bids for the concrete separately,
or the helical beer if you're talking.
Yeah, I mean we could we could do that, or
that's not difficult for us either. So
I would say whoever is building the thing probably should arrange for the helical piles, because it's just that way it's within your schedule and everything else, and the concrete comes later.
Where so So you would put a concrete slab in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you're doing helical piles, what happens is you put the helical piles in, you could actually build a structure.
Right.
Unless you wanted the concrete there because it gives you a flat, stable surface to build off of.
If we had something similar to the stone that's there, you know, even if it's 3/4 or something, this one we had to work in 3-inch minus. So we were walking around in chunks of stone.
So you build the structure and then put the concrete pad in?
That would be fine because it's only so old.
They put it in 12-inch lifts and compact.
Or nowadays they do.
So that would make it better for, but it's still disturbed soil.
Right.
And that's the advantage.
It wouldn't be the end of the world. You know, that it would in some ways make it easier.
Right.
Yeah.
So the posts just sit on top of the concrete?
No,
that's right. That's what you've been talking about.
Go on a helical pier, which would have a special base to accept.
They're like a big screw.
Okay.
And they screw into the ground.
And how do you spell that? Helical? I've never
helix.
Okay. Helical.
Okay. Yep, I get it.
It's like a big screw, and they'll change the diameter based on, you know, the resistance, the uplift. So that's like wind coming in and catching under the roof and lifting the roof up.
Okay.
But then you also have a snow you know, that's down on top of it.
There's a
so
lot
it has
of
to,
wind and
has to be adjusted. The size of that will have to be engineered for the snow load and the uplift.
Okay.
Is that part of the deal?
So let's... Yeah.
Okay. This one.
I get it. Thank you for that explanation.
You're welcome.
Do you guys have a logo?
Yes, we do. That's what I was going to say. That'd be pretty cool.
So... let's get back to the process, the bidding process. We know we can't do that yet because we don't know that we have the funds in hand or even committed. But once we do, the big question we talked about before was, if we really want Roger to do this, how do we get Roger without having to go out for a bid project?
We would have to, the Board of Selectmen would have to grant him a bid waiver.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay with the state?
So I think that, I don't know, I would have to check on that, you know, but that is in conjunction with our bid process.
Mm-hmm.
And they typically want us to follow our bid process, but so I could check on that. But the other, you know, the other concerns I have, you know, have you ever done a project with state funding where you've had to comply with the Commission on Human Rights?
I believe we have.
Yeah.
We've done work for the Boy Scouts of America.
But if they're using private funds, CHRO doesn't come into play. It's whenever we use state funds, and this would be a project that would be funded from state funds.
I believe we have, but I have to check that out.
If you can check that out, CHRO, and then
if you could give me just a paper with a few of the parameters that I'm going to have to meet, I could do that.
Do you think you could send? It's probably going to be the same paperwork as for the green project.
Yeah.
So could you send that to Roger?
Yeah.
That would be okay.
And then the other one is I think the project is going to be low enough. It's not going to require certified payroll, but if you have to do prevailing wage and certified payroll, are you able to do that?
We've done it before. We've worked in.
Nobody likes to do it.
Yeah, we've worked in a situation.
But this is a new project, and I think it's a small enough dollar value. I don't think it's going to require prevailing wage, but the CHRO requirements aren't going to go away anytime you spend a dollar of state money.
Yeah. I think, did you mention, was it like over $2 million?
For new construction.
For new construction, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's $1 million, I think, now.
I thought they upped it to 2.
No, it used to be 500.
That's right.
And now I think they changed it to $1 million.
Yeah, so we wouldn't come to that, but I would still like to see the paperwork.
I'm trying to send it to you, but I don't know how to use iPhones to save my life.
Oh, you found the CHRO requirements?
CHRO contract compliance forms and reports.
You can always take a screenshot and then send it to a photo. You're an iPhone user, don't you?
I have.
You're not an iPhone.
I don't like iPhones.
Wizard?
That's the next the web address. The roof material can be asphalt shingle.
That's what's on the barn.
That's what's on
yeah.
the barn.
I think we would match what's on the barn.
The And the reason it's on the barn is when we took the preservation grant, we had to go with existing because we had thought about metal roofing versus shingles at the time. They were affordable versus all the others. And they said, no, you have to go with asphalt because it's pre-existing. Because
that's what it was. Yeah.
It's hard. In a way, I'm lucky.
Born with metal.
Correct.
In a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You it doesn't make sense thing? To me.
No.
Oh.
Thank God.
It was already.
I didn't realize the back wasn't. It was the north side was metal.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't remember that.
We were losing big sheets at a.
Oh yes,
windstorm.
Yes,
metal
I do.
Looks.
Yes, I do.
We did metal for the homestead in Manchester, the Cheney homestead. It looks fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of asphalt.
Just typed in my email address.
Yeah,
but I hit send, and I don't know.
I look at it. We owe people.
I was going to
expanded use and a building.
Some really nice that look like shingles. That's what you
we just used it on the Cheney homestead. It looks fantastic, and
but we'll get it. Yeah,
my feeling was I owe people a house in 100 years, not cedar shingles.
Yeah,
well, I wouldn't go with cedar shingles.
The actual name or what I'm looking
too expensive.
Yeah, yeah, we didn't say.
But I have to get going in like 5 minutes.
Okay.
Anything else we wanted to accomplish? I think what we wanted to actually get done today.
I think we've got to. I think we all agree we want Roger to do this. So we would have to request a bid waiver from the Board of Selectmen. Roger needs to look at the paperwork to make sure that you can comply with all the state regulations. You've already given it, the price that you gave is going to be, it's going to be ballpark. I mean, even if it's not the same, it's
that was a year ago and you've seen what prices have
been. Yeah. So
still within ballpark.
Okay. So we know it's doable in terms of the parameters of the grant. We know it's doable. You guys are okay with this basic design.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the shingles was a good question. So it would be, we'd be doing.
I was going to mention something about that. Asphalt shingles are fine. That's what we did on this. You kind of, metal is nice just because snow slides off, but that's not always good if you're walking around people, the building.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to put snow guards up and everything to keep them. So
okay.
I think asphalt works well. If you ever got to change
They said they have to anyway. Huh? They have to match the barn.
Oh,
for sure.
They said there was some metal.
We had to.
On the barn, you had to.
Barn itself.
Yeah. Well, it's the cheaper one, and I think that's what it's wanting.
To your point, is that grant that's there till 27, is that going to complicate things? I don't care. I mean, I think this is just sort of like splicing hairs, but we're going to go with asphalt anyways.
Right.
But that grant, does that require?
I don't hear anyone say they wanted anything.
I think we just had asphalt.
No.
Yeah.
It was one.
Sorry.
And then I guess.
What is the budget? I'm new to this.
Well, the whole grant is MD says it's going to be $250,000.
I know that.
Yep. And we were hoping to get this pavilion and the one at Herrick Park built.
So is the
Herrick Park pavilion
the same?
We don't know. We're starting. I think we should start with the S.
Okay.
We should start with
the next step.
That's the next step.
And then are we having him include pad, excavation, everything as a starting
point? That would maybe. I'm not sure if I quote it on peer.
Okay.
But I can find that out too.
Would it be a hassle to line item that stuff?
No.
Great.
Okay. That would be good.
So give us a little bit of time and we'll get together and we'll define the size.
Okay.
Because you need the size in order to give us an accurate.
I would price. If you knew a time when you were going over there, I would come out.
And, I would go right now, but I have a meeting in that
third. Okay, so will you all coordinate then the meeting out there to determine the size? I think Arlene and Kevin, you guys should be there.
Gutters on this at all?
I don't think so.
The other option, just to throw it out there, is if you are all joining us for our June meeting. We can have Roger there and it can be.
Yeah, I have another meeting that night, so I can't be there.
Okay.
But perhaps.
Yeah, let's schedule a meeting. This group can go out on site, right? And check it out. Or whoever's down and you.
Yes. Okay. So I'll ask Kathy to set up that site
and then
walk.
The only other thing is lighting, fans, outlets, stuff like
we'll
that.
We'll worry about that later on.
As long as there's conduit and it's thought of and it's in a master plan. And everything's in place, I'm I'm okay with
the conduit doesn't even have to be
run away
at the time of the.
I would love it right away, but if we run out of money,
yeah, we're gonna run out of money.
Yeah,
the sweep would be nice.
The sweep would be nice, and just bring the sweep up and cap
for the electric.
Oh,
having the sweep in,
yeah,
but
yeah,
the rest you can do out.
It's Girl Scouts.
Between smooth sides down and sweeps, I'm just you know.
Yes. All right, guys.
Me this
thank you. Sorry.
Hey, bye, Tim.
Bye. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, guys.
As long as the big picture is in place and we are not having to backstep any at any point.
I would prefer to do to get everything done, electrical, everything, because just stuff just seems to stall, and I'd rather just plow ahead and do it all. So. Would the electric the bid to get the electrical done, would that be separate from Rogers?
We could just pay for that.
We can. Okay.
That's going to be low enough dollars.
We'll be yeah, you should come out of my budget, the capital money that's in capital at the moment.
Okay.
Or the fund.
Okay.
And
I would think capital would be the best.
Are we able to get water down to that as well?
We could kind of be a pain. Not so much a pain, but to be honest and added, we'd have to winterize it every year.
Is that ledgy?
No, we'd come through the barn.
Come through the barn.
Because the barn's where the tank is, but the barn's not heated.
It's just a thought. It would be nice if there were a water source there for lots of different reasons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we're looking at with the phasing of the barn anyways, though, is weren't we looking at the milk parlor as a adjacent auxiliary kitchen kind of space where we would be running water down through there? That it would still be winterized. But
we'll be with John in just a minute.
Okay.
I know we can't four season the barn.
Right. Well, we don't.
For another 2 years.
It's not our first choice of four seasons.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that's, it would, I mean, it's not a big deal. It's running pipe down the center of the building over to, there's already the exit that we can go through where the manure pit was.
So you just
work not a big issue.
You don't even have to flush out the concrete. It's already broken.
Yeah. Not a big issue.
Okay. Just on the list of things to have in place.
I think we should do as much as possible up front in this, instead of halting it and then saying we'll do the next thing in 2 years. I'd rather see it all done. I'd like to see water, electrical in all at once. That's just my opinion. But that's not, you don't have to
deal I understand.
With that.
Yeah. Yeah. I would coordinate it into, you know, my top, you know, making sure my guys weren't away the day you were bringing some water in or something in that area.
I would almost just bring it to the end of the barn and
if something has to come up through the slab or something, you prepare for that.
Well, yeah, but I think if we got slab, it to that end of the barn,
we got it that right down there. That end so there's not.
Yeah, that's what I would recommend is just sitting in.
Yep.
So there's still got that coming out of the barn.
I'm fine with that.
On that end.
I would like, one thing I would like is for you guys just to double check the number of people that you want to comfortably fit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Under the pavilion.
Okay.
And that will help me decide on the stuff, the size. It'll help us. We're going to go out and walk inside and everything. And that'll tell us one thing about still, you know.
Can you follow up on that? Some mechanism. I don't do it very
with.
Just the numbers. And I'm pretty sure that's all stated in the.
That's, yeah, we'll
it's talk all stated in there.
Yeah. She
did the bathroom design and the pavilion design based on numbers. And so I know what's in there.
Where did you build that one, Roger?
Lime Rock Park.
Lime Rock. Oh, out in Falls Park. Village?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's
nice.
Going to
be. If you want to see it, they're having a race there 25th. I can get a ticket.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to go out there. But
hold on. Right now, I can't help anybody. So I don't.
And,
but
it's actually
Matt's number was
they, when it, 300. They open up for the race.
That's what he needs.
Exactly.
No,
that's beer.
Nice.
Yes.
That's what he needs to know.
We have a special
and then he
guy
can design
special beer.
Based on what the requirements.
Yes. That is not spectator hill. It's
40 by 60.
Oh, nice.
Necessary. I think that's going to be.
Okay, so you're going to send Roger that paperwork.
We'll make sure you have paperwork.
Roger's going
to determine what size we actually want out there. Right. And then we will between John and I, we'll check on to see if we can, if the state will accept the bid waiver for this particular vendor for this particular project.
The state has to do a bid waiver too?
We're using state money.
Yeah. We're not sure if there's
to comply with their process.
Yeah, I didn't realize they had to do a you had to do a bid waiver for them too.
And we're not positive about that. We have to find out.
Okay.
And it usually means that it has to go out to bid in some way, right? I don't know.
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah. Some project.
Do we want to try to set a date right now to go out there to determine the size? Would that be easier? Do you guys have your calendars with you to go out to meet out there to determine what size?
I'm fine after the 23rd. Until the 23rd, I have no time.
Okay.
Sorry.
And my calendar is all over the place. It's a matter of you tell me when they're there, and I will either be there or I will be in camp because something came up. So.
Okay. So do you think it's easier for Kathy than to send out a poll?
She can.
I can normally sneak away.
I'm fine after the 23rd, which is next Saturday. So.
I'm flexible. I got a number of things here and there, but I'm only 10 minutes away.
Okay. And during the day?
Yeah.
Okay. So what about, let's say, do you want to do Monday, June 1st, which is the day? I can't do it at night, but I could do it during the day. That's Monday. That Monday?
Yeah.
Okay. John and Jim and Roger, how does that sound?
That works for me.
Monday, June 1st.
June 1st, yeah. And what do you want to do at 8:30? Does that sound good?
A.M.
Yes.
And then if weather's tragic, then we'll just
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, just bring an umbrella.
Okay, yeah.
Well,
okay.
If it was raining too hard, it'd be a pain in the butt.
At the moment, June 1st works for me, but with my wife's medical condition, that changes daily.
Yes, I understand that.
But as long as John's there, I mean, I don't feel like I have to be there for that. So
what I'll try to do is,
and John and I will get together before then, and we'll see if we can figure out something that we think looks balanced. But
I could meet you up
and
there.
Stay there.
Yeah,
you got a bit of one each day.
Start putting out a couple different scenarios.
Put some stakes in.
Stakes in.
So make the meeting quicker.
Yeah, that'd be great. Okay, so let's plan on the June 1st at 8:30 out at the farm. I'll send an email to Tim, let him know that, and then hopefully you two can be there as well.
Thank you.
All right. So is there anything else?
Well, we have John here from Creative Recreation talking about the Harrah Park.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, he's waiting for us to wrap up this meeting.
Okay.
So he can step in and talk with us.
Okay, fine. I'd say that our meeting is done then, unless anybody else has. Okay.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, you're well, thank you.
So are we part of this next meeting?
You can be if you want. It's not a secret.
Is there any advantage in leaving a photo here?
My head. Yes.
Sure.
Might be a good idea. Yeah.
It'd be great because it'd be sort of nice to have some consistency.
Yeah. And if whether it's 30 by 60 or, 26 by 52, it's going to look very similar to that.
Okay.
Except you guys can put whatever logo you want.
Thank you, Roger.
One in memory of your dad.
I'm going to put a little flashbulb.
Yeah.
Jim, I do have a question contract wise about the case for the library.
Yeah, Roger, thank you so much for coming. I'm looking forward to this. This is exciting.
I don't about getting the contract executed. I don't know how to go about that.
So I got approved. So I sent the revisions over to town attorney. I got a response.
Okay.
I think it was Friday.
Okay.
But I wasn't here Monday.
Yep. No, that's
so
all.
So I just have to sign it. We're good to go.
Cool. Thank you. That's why I just wanted to make sure I didn't need to be doing anything else.
You're done.
So, Roger, we'll be at your place Friday night for our show reception. Looking forward to that again.
Yeah. We're having an open house weekend too.
Oh, good.
For the house.
That's perfect timing.
That's what I got.
I'm gonna.
Oh.
I'll tell Jeff anytime to bring those racks over.
Okay. Yep. Well, there'll be guys there, and I think the building's open today.
Okay,
nice to you. Yeah,
we were at dinner this week, and she's like, "You have to go over and see the open house."
So. Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, thank you.
Hey, thank you. Bye, thank you very much, Roger.
Hi, hello.
So I'm Gwen Marion. What's your name?
John Hollerbach.
Okay, could you please spell that?
HOLLERBACH.
And your company is?
Creative Recreation.
Okay.
Hi, John. I'm Kevin Drake.
Hi, Kevin.
I'm from the Farm Commission.
Arlene Fiona, Farm Commission.
Nice to meet you.
Okay, so we had just spoken with Roger Barrett, who the selectmen and Farm Commission would like to have build a pavilion over at the farm here.
Okay.
And the funding that we're talking about is a potential $250,000 grant to be used for both pavilions. Okay. But we're not 100% sure we're getting that money. We've been told by our senator, MD Rahman, that we are getting that money.
Okay.
But
we're trying to plan.
So we're keeping ahead of it. But we don't have anything in writing. We do have a verbal, yes, you're getting the money, but we don't have it in writing. So we just can't assume that this is going to go forward until we actually have something in writing.
Gotcha.
But we're in the planning stages so that we can, if we do get the money, we can jump right into it.
And John is the is the only individual, his company is the only company that was able to qualify and submit a bid for the playground project over at Memorial Field.
Okay.
So one of the things we know about John and his company at this point is that they are on the state bid list. They are recognized by Capital Region Council of Governments Purchasing Council, and they can meet the requirements of the state bid process.
Okay, that's good to know, yeah.
So that, you know, that's some good background. And
yep.
Actually, we found out in our conversations with John about the playground project that, you know, his company also does pavilions. So we thought, you know, and he showed us, he sent John and I some emails with some demonstrative materials, and we thought it would be great for us to meet with him and have a conversation with him about the planned pavilion for Herrick Park.
And we do have history with them. He did the playscape at Herrick, the playscape that's there now at Memorial, and then obviously the new one that's coming in.
Is Memorial up at the lake?
Memorial Field is behind the Senior Center.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that's Memorial Field.
Number three.
That's me. my center school, but okay.
Yep.
It's actually not school property. It's town property.
Has it always been that?
Yes.
Yes.
Interesting.
I did know that.
Our pavilions were my company. We kind of act as a manufacturer's rep for commercial park and play equipment as part of the kind of offerings that we have are pre-engineered and prefabricated shelters. And so I've aligned myself with some of the kind of two premier steel manufacturers and also wood manufacturers of outdoor pavilions. And they basically design and engineer these pavilions in all different shapes and sizes. So, you know, a typical rectangular pavilion is something that they do all day, every day. But they also will do bandstands and trellises and, you know, gazebos that you might see on a town green. And they're all pre-engineered. So basically, you get design, footing details, erection details, everything in a complete package. And then it comes to me basically labeled or to the job site labeled with all the different truss members, purlin members, et cetera. So if you wanted to have kind of like a barn raising party, if you will, and put it together yourselves with Public Works, you could, or the community, you could, or hire somebody like me to do everything from start to finish. So we will, you know, within my resources, I have two full-time installation crews, and we can handle everything from the site work, the concrete slab, the footings, plumbing, electrical, gutters, lightning rods, whatever you decide to kind of put together in your building, we can do that for you. Also, with kind of being in the recreation business, we have access to like picnic tables and benches and litter receptacles and things like that. And our programs allow us to take that building, if you will, and then show you, okay, well, if you wanted to have picnic tables under it, how many picnic tables and what shape, and then the capacity of the people that you want to house inside the shelter, whatever size and shape that may be. Are you thinking that there would be picnic tables or something under the shelter, or is this just going to be open use for?
What we've talked about, one of the reasons we would like to have a pavilion there is to enhance our summer camp program. You know, especially if it's raining, the kids don't have an opportunity to get outside.
Yeah.
You know, this would give them an opportunity to get fresh air, but be protected from the weather. So I think, you know, one of the things that we talked about, and I don't remember which group I had this conversation with, mm-hmm. so I don't know if it was anybody here or with the rec director, you know, we were thinking, you know, as far as the concrete was concerned, you know, nothing fancy with the concrete, plain concrete, because then kids could go out there with sidewalk chalk and, you know, do,
sure.
you know, that sort of thing out there. And then, you know, we talked about, I know in my conversation with John, you know, we would want something that's not a custom size, you know,
yeah.
to keep the cost down,
yeah.
you know, so that, you know, if we went with a standard size, I think we were thinking somewhere in the area of 30 by 50. I think it would have some picnic tables, but I don't think we would fill it with picnic tables,
okay.
because the idea is, you know, you'd want some seating out there for the kids and, you know, the public when they're out there, but also some space to move around and be protected from the weather.
Sure. That makes sense. That's very similar to what we did for Cromwell. They had an old kind of slab there and an old wooden structure. They took the structure down and we just poured new footings and a new prefabricated steel building for them. And they use it as open space for kind of, you know, their camps, and somebody has a family get together or a wedding reception or something like that, they can use and rent the facility out.
Where in Cromwell is that?
That is, what's the name of that park? It'll come to me.
Sorry to put you on the spot. I just, because I'm down in Cromwell pretty frequently, and I just might drive by there and just take a look at it if I'm
right
down.
By their Parks and Rec department.
Outside of that, is there anything more locally that any of us could go see just to understand like what it looks like? And I mean,
sure,
if we're curious.
We're not too far from Vernon, right?
No, Vernon's right next door.
Yes. Nevers Park.
So we built the playground at Nevers, didn't do the pavilion at Nevers, but did the senior center at for Vernon. It's okay. A new senior center. It's like right off the highway.
That's the one that Tim sent us.
I think that's the one Tim took pictures of.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yep.
So if you take a right off the highway and then another right, that's right where their senior center is. We have one in Berlin.
The Berlin's right. Berlin's right.
Yeah, that's fine. That's enough. Yeah.
And that's a steel one. If you're interested in wood, I can figure out where the wood ones are that we did. I know we did five wooden ones in that kind of 30 by 60 range for Meriden during COVID at their elementary schools, because they wanted like outdoor classrooms. Mm-hmm. So we did some wooden ones down there. But
Is steel more expensive or less expensive than wood?
Honestly, it's both, Bob. They're very similar in cost. I think it's more of kind of the look and the feel that you want.
Jim, what were you thinking of the look and the feel that
so, I mean, we and again, this was a very narrow focus group that we had some initial meetings. You know, we looked at, you know, I know John and I looked at some photographs, and I think we had shared it with you that we were looking, you know, at wood, but we were looking at, you know, the like the more modern trusses that have no places for birds to roost.
Sure.
You know, that's what John and I had initially, when we talked about it, that's kind of what we had thought. But, you know, I think we're looking for something that is not going to be prone to having birds roost and hang out underneath. But beyond that, I don't know that we have a specific look in mind. Do you, Glenn?
No.
I think for Herrick Park, steel would, if it's not saying go to the cheapest thing, but it would be appropriate. No.
I just can't tell the difference. I have no visual guidance to go by.
I have a couple of catalogs if you kind of want to just flip through.
Sure, I'd be curious to see.
Steel can look rather industrial, but it depends on how you treat it, too.
Exactly. And the color, too, makes a big difference. So, you know, we were to do a brown frame and a forest green roof on a steel building, it would blend in the environment and look really nice.
That's what I was envisioning.
Yeah.
Those, that kind of color.
And then the roof decking underneath makes a big difference too. If you want to have a nice, soft, warm feel when you walk underneath your shelter.
Mm-hmm. You don't want the airport.
And that.
Did you do the one in Marlboro? The park in Marlboro?
Marlboro.
It's got kind of arched inside. It's got arched trusses, all wood in the ceiling.
The cathedral.
Oh yeah, actually, that kind of looks like it.
Yeah, they're laminated trusses.
It's a really that building has a real, that pavilion has a really nice feeling, and I don't know if they have issues with birds.
Marlboro, I'm not.
Yeah, the park. It's the park right on the lake, the town park. Has anybody seen that pavilion on that town?
I've been in there recently. Yeah.
Did the playground there? Is the pavilion new?
I'd say within the last 5 years, probably.
Probably not.
Okay.
Ringing the bell.
I think where my head was just going was the farm, what you have to go, but you might be able to go, even if it's a little bit more industrial looking.
It'd be lost on maintenance.
Right. That's but, right.
I mean, yeah.
The lower the maintenance, the better.
Yeah. I don't see it. So maybe if we ask for a bid, we could ask for both the steel and the wood.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think it was.
Because you think that steel would be less maintenance.
We're going to have to treat the
thinking out of the box.
No.
But you're staining the ceiling that every once in a
while. That to me looked like what you would expect at a park.
Where is the pavilion that Herrick Park is on?
The batting right now are, you know, what John and I propose is where the batting cages are. They're currently not used. They're problematic for mowing around, and we have a power source. You know.
Okay.
Do you have water and electric down there now?
There's electric water at the park. So I don't know if we would need water for this.
Dig a hole and it shall fill.
Yes, we can do our own dug.
You need how big of a puddle do you need?
Yeah.
Right. And
there's
frogs.
There's a hall that they rent out right now.
Okay.
Which is close by.
How many feet away from the hall to the pavilion?
100.
I was like 150 maybe at the most. Yeah.
That's what I guess.
Power is about 50 feet away.
Okay.
It's that far.
So, and one of the things that, you know, we do typically is if you don't have the budget for the water or the electrical, is we can bring all your conduit and things right to the building. And if it's a steel building, you can bring the conduit right up into the building. So it's there. So whenever you, you know, decide on having a fan or a fixture or whatever it may be,
it's there.
It's there. You just run your wiring and you're all set to go.
Yeah, we would definitely want the conduit run between, you know, the place where there's power now and the pavilion.
Yeah.
Even if that's all we did for the moment, is just put the conduit in.
Yeah, and we can bring it right up in the footing, and so it sits right next to the
right next to the
column. Yeah. Yeah. Ready for you. Yeah, so all different shapes and sizes and options are available, and we don't, you know, I don't charge for any design fees or anything like that. Quotations, that's all free.
What's the lead time? Is there a
big difference between steel and wood?
Yeah.
Yes, the steel right now is running about 16 weeks, and the wood is about 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
8 weeks. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And installation time, how long?
On a 30 by 60, or in and out in probably 5 to 7 days. That's the erection of the building. The concrete slab and footings would, you know, take probably 5 more days.
Are there guidelines, like, in terms of when this would have to be, because where the money's coming from, when it would have to be up, or by the end of a year, or is there anything like that?
So if we're, the way that this particular grant works is we would have to be done, and we would have had to submit all of our, and this is based on the current grant that we are working on and had to get an extension for. The grant we'll probably get notification in July or August if we're lucky. And then we would have until the following May 1st to get the project done and all of our reimbursement requests.
Got it.
So
May 1, 2027. Yeah. Because where would the funding be coming from?
The town. So we would have to pay you and then submit for reimbursement from the state.
So it would be a state project. Yeah. So if that's the case, you're probably under the requirements of CHRO,
yes.
Which means I'd have to do a set-aside plan.
Yep.
One of the good things is our one of the certified installers is a minority business. So we fulfill that obligation of their CHRO requirements. Usually it's pretty... It's only 25%, but you know, sometimes people struggle on meeting those requirements. But the set aside plan is, you know, it's 38 pages long, and if people aren't familiar and haven't gone through CHRO, that can be a big problem on finalizing your project, because CHRO has to sign off on your project,
right?
And that contractor has to be familiar with the set-aside plan and going through their office and how to fill that out. So, and unfortunately, I have way too much experience in dealing with CHRO and their set-aside plan. It's very...
That's actually music to everybody's ears.
Very, it's a very difficult and arduous
process. That's state or is that federal?
It's a requirement when you use state monies. The federal government does not have that same requirement.
Okay.
So we, you know, when we were expending ARPA funds, we did not have to meet CHRO.
Yeah, it's just interesting. I've never...
But CHRO contacted me and said, hey, you're doing a demolition project and you're using state funds. I'm like, you should know this, but no, we're not using state funds.
Yeah.
So they're watching.
Yes, they are.
In a way, I guess that's...
Struggling with a contractor who said they met all of the CHR requirements and CHRO was...
He's coming back and saying, no, you got this one now.
It really doesn't... You know, I can do a project for, we're working on one in New Britain right now, and we just closed one out for East Hartford. And depending upon who's reviewing your plan, I use a template, and it could be the exact template. And one person that reviews the plan at CHRO is like, not a problem. And the other person is like, well, this subparagraph, you know, you
so didn't. So it's all subjective, even though it's.
Verbiage really should be this way, and it's you just is never known.
So I guess we need to decide how big we want this, so that when if we ask John to submit a bid, we're going to need to know that.
Yeah, I think we should. I mean, and John, you know, John and I can work on this with John if you want, and then come back and report to the committee, or you know, we can do it as a group. But I think we should probably, you know, pick out a steel design and a wood design, and get, you know, prices on those so that we have a good baseline from that.
Yes, I think that sounds like the next step. So you two could meet out at Herrick Park, figure out where and how big.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And
the roofing material too would be an option on whether, you know, you want an asphalt shingle, a cedar shingle, or a metal roof. And then with the metal roof, there's two different styles. There's a multi-rib metal roof and then a standing seam metal roof, which is a little bit more contemporary. So, you know, and I can help you through that whole process in developing specifications for your bid, but you're going to want to let your contractors know what's the roof made out of? What type of roof is it? So that they know, and you don't get a lot of questions after you send out your bid package. So
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I like metal roofs. The only thing that concerns me is, you know, we'd have to have snow guards, because you just never know where somebody's going to walk out under the roof.
And it's noisier when it rains.
Yeah. Which I have myself.
I don't mind it.
It's just
I grew up in, you know, my bedroom was on the second floor, but right outside my bedroom window was a tin roof. So I that was something that when I hear rain bouncing off a metal roof, it brings back fond memories.
My house in Maine, we had the second floor was 3 foot knee walls and a cathedral ceiling, so the roof was 4 feet over my head, and I used to love the rain. Yeah. So,
as long as you're warm and dry, I love this.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. That's true. But good memories.
All right. Do we have any other questions for John?
No. These are nice, though.
They're very nice.
Yeah, they really are. And they come in all different sizes and shapes. So, get really creative.
The flexibility.
The design and the flexibility. But I knew the park would come to me. It's Watrous Park in Cromwell.
So, Watrous, like Watrous. Like we have a Watrous Road here in Bolton. Okay.
And it's, I think right on Greer Road.
Okay.
It's Gear or Greer. I always get it mixed up if there's an R or not.
Okay.
But yeah, I bet if you just Google their Parks and Rec Department, it'd bring you pretty much right to the park.
Okay.
And they have a playground, a splash pad, and then this gazebo.
I'm going to go check that one out in Vernon.
Good idea.
It's enormous.
And Vernon's really nice because it has a metal roof, but it has the tongue and groove underneath the metal roof. So when you walk underneath it, it really gives you that soft, warm aesthetic kind of feel to it, where some metal buildings, you know, I think the one in Cromwell, for instance, I think it's metal on metal, and so there's no groove.
Warehousey.
Yeah, exactly. How big was the one in Vernon? About Vernon, I think. Yeah, like
it's truthfully, I don't think if you walked into that Herrick Park and just it for hot was hot like that, you would.
Yeah.
Be put off by that. I mean, it's
bad.
Shelter.
I think Herrick Park just having that as an amenity.
Shelter and
ballpark.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
Yeah,
excellent.
And I can run kind of, once you have a size in mind, I can run just preliminary pricing just so you have budget pricing.
That would be good for wood and metal. Exactly. Yeah. Good. Okay. So I guess we'll wait to hear from Jim and John about size.
Okay. Do you want me to go look at the site while I'm in town?
Sure. Okay, I got a few minutes to run over there with you, John. Come on.
Okay. That'd be good. Okay.
It's very nice meeting you.
Yeah. Yeah. Likewise.
Nice.
Yeah. Thanks. It. Thanks for inviting me into your group.
Yeah. Thank you for
I
coming.
I appreciate it. Ooh. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you what's going on with the playground.
So right now, I'm waiting for the Attorney General to sign them.
Oh. I have to run. Excuse me.
Thanks for coming, Kevin.
The grant has been executed on the town side. The grant has been executed.
Bye, Arlene.
With DEP.
Thanks for coming.
Just waiting for the DEP's office to sign.
Oh, wow.
They're the last sign off. Okay. Once I have the contract signed, we'll bring it to the Board of Selectmen and ask them to award the contract.
Do you have, like, those board meetings? Are they monthly or?
We have two a month, typically.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you all.
Yeah,
nice meeting you.
Very nice to
bye.
Meet you.
Bye.
See you later. Thanks. All right.
Bye.
Don't worry, Ashley bothers me at least twice a week. But yeah, we know we've executed on our half. We're just again, we're just waiting for the AG's office to sign off.
It'd be great if we could get the project finished for them before the start of school.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to depend on the lead time. You know, and one of the things that John and I were talking about the other day is, you know, once you know, we have to have the signed contract before we award the bid, because otherwise we're
on the money. Yeah, they might not give you the money.
Right. So we've got to wait for that to happen. But once that happens, you know, we're going to try to move pretty quickly. And you know, our part of the conversation John and I had the other day was, you know, can we get started on, you know, the selective demolition part and the, you know, the sidewalk work and the grading.
Yeah.
You know, kind of immediately.
You know, we'd like to get the paving done back there as quick as possible.
Sure.
And I know Ashley was working with John. Yeah.
I mean, Brian's.
Brian. Yeah. So that would be good.
Yeah. Ashley and I communicated, you know, last week, I think it was. And, you know, she said she would not because my concern was she was getting, you know, you had included, I think, $7,000 in your bid for site work. And then she was getting separate prices from Mr. Skates.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we can't be duplicating dollar values here.
Yeah.
You know, so the last word I got from her was she was probably just going to have Mr. Skates work through you. And leave that funding in your contract. I don't know if she'd have that conversation with you or not.
She did, and I recommended that way, because when you make an award for that particular project, it's just all clean and right there. And I have no problem firing, you know, Brian and Mr. Scapes to do that, you know, that work. That's easy.
And John was trying to explain to me, he said you guys had looked a couple of times at the catch basin there. What do you think needs to happen with the catch basin?
It's been a while since I've seen that one, but isn't it kind of low, sunken and in bad shape?
I know it's low.
Okay, it's real low. So the basin itself is in good shape. It just needs to be.
Why don't we take a ride over there first and look at that, and then we'll pop over to Herrick Park.
Okay.
And look at that site.
Just needs to be raised, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
But I haven't looked at it real close.
But then my question is, how much?
Yeah. We'd be trying some numbers.
Right.
His elevations.
So I need to know how much, because I could, you know, that's something that AJ and his guys can do is raise that catch basin without any problem. Especially if the catch basin doesn't have to be completely rebuilt. If it's just a new top and, you know, blocking it up until an appropriate height, but then, you know, then I'm guessing some fill's got to be brought in and compacted.
Yeah, but I think that was part of his scope. I think so. With trying to level that out so it's more ADA accessible.
Yeah, because when I remember when we shot it.
But the roadway doesn't have to be ADA accessible.
No,
But they were trying to get it as close.
It's pretty close as it is now. I think just, yeah. Once you get a machine in there and shoot it, if they're repaving it anyways, we can get it like right where you need to be. It's just a matter of like where you're going to put your curb cut and figuring that if you are going to have a curb cut.
Well, he was going to replace the section of sidewalk and put in,
Right at that where the Jersey barriers are.
I think he was going to put in a long curb ramp, right?
I believe so, and then gate it.
Yeah.
Gate at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, gate at the end of the paved area.
Right.
The actual access to the playground is from the roadway, not from the driveway.
Right.
It's from the sidewalk.
Yeah. Shall we?
Yeah.
When the kids come out of the school,
they can I hang down. On to these, John?
Oh yeah, sure. They come down that sidewalk, right?
Right.
Okay.
And even if somebody was going there from the senior center, they'd use the sidewalk from the other direction.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, roadways are for cars, or driveways are for cars, not for people. Yeah. And that's what So there's no requirement that the driveway is ADA accessible. If we can get it closer, that's great.
Yeah, that's what was just to try to get rid of that slope.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick ride over there. You remember where that is, John?
School's right around the corner.
So we'll go to the school first, and then we'll pop over to Harris Park.
Okay.
Should we just drive right around back?
Yeah.
So are you school? If you go past the school, past that temporary building.
Yeah. That driveway on the right.
That driveway.
And then turn right. Yeah.
And it'll bring us right up in here.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Sue, can you end this meeting for me, please?